That night, the mosquitoes ate us up. I had bites all over my body. Back home, I thought mosquitoes never bit black people. Not as much as they bit white people, anyway. Maybe Vietnamese mosquitoes just bit blacks and whites and didn't bite Asians. We finally got the orientation lecture. This young-looking lieutenant showed us a slide of a map of Nam. Then he showed us where we were. "You are not in Disneyland," he said. "The little people you see running around over here are not Mouseketeers. Some of them are friendly, and some of them have a strong desire to kill you. If you remember that and manage to kill them before they kill you, then you have a good chance of getting through your year of service here. Take your pills, once a week for malaria, twice a week if you're too stupid to remember the day you last took them. Stay away from the women. They got venereal diseases over here that eat penicillin for breakfast. 3/4 of the women over here have it. They got crabs over here that line up every morning to get a shot of DDT. It wakes them up, gets their day started right. Stay away from the black market. Anything you buy that's worth a damn will be taken away from you or you'll lose it. Stay away from dope. There's only 2 kinds of people in Nam. People who are alert 24 hours a day and people who are dead. If you see anything else they got over here that we don't have at home, stay away from it. What these people use on a daily basis will kill you as fast as an RPG. "What's an RPG?" a guy in the front asked. "That's a rocket-propelled grenade. Stay away from them, too. If you have any more questions, ask your unit commanders when you reach them. Good luck." When we got outside, the mosquitoes got us. The lieutenant hadn't even mentioned them, but we had been given a supply of insect repellent. Orders. Me, Pee-wee, Jenkins, and another guy were assigned to the 196th. We were going to Chu Lai. I remembered that was where Judy Duncan was assigned. "What's that like?" Jenkins asked the sergeant in headquarters.
"That's First Corps," the sergeant said. "All you do up there is look around for Charlie, and when you see him, you call the Marines. Light stuff."
"Charlie?" Jenkins looked toward me and Pee-wee.
"Charlie is the bad guy over here."
The sergeant put his arm around Jenkins' shoulders. He was obviously enjoying himself.
"Sometimes we call him Charlie. Sometimes we call him Victor Charlie. Sometimes we call him Viet Cong. That is, unless he sends us his business card with his full name and address on it."